Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday. It's Thursday, the 28th of December. Thursday. No one knows the days around this time of the year. It's Thursday, the 28th of December. And I'm Chris Page. I have to bring you your Red Men bite size, all the news in around about 10 minutes for you to catch up on. So hide from your family for 10 minutes. Go for a cheeky run or a sit in the bath and listen to all the news around the Reds. First of all, we've got Rafael Leao from AC Milan, Liverpool being linked with him. By self-confessed football journalist Francois Plateau. I think this one's bullshit, if I'm being honest with you. But apparently, in an exclusive, and he's even got the red flashing light on his Twitter account, Liverpool have identified AC Milan attacker Rafael Leao as the perfect heir to Sadio Mane and could offer Luis Diaz plus cash for the Portuguese international. I'm not really feeling it, if I'm being honest. Cop Times did an article sort of based around this, saying journalist Francois Plateau alleged that Liverpool are planning to replace out-of-form Luis Diaz with AC Milan winger Rafael Leao. They talk about Diaz's struggles so far this season. In fact, it was his first assist for a lot. Was it like something ridiculous, like 33 games at the weekend? Which is a bit nuts, isn't it? Obviously, we know about the troubles that he's had with injuries and the, you know, personal life troubles that happened with his father just a few weeks ago. Apparently, you know, his struggles could shorten his time at the football club, and I just can't imagine that that's the case. Although, you know, the Cop Times say that there are concerns over the Colombian's mental health after all the traumatic events he has been through, and if there are concerns about his traumatic events and his mental health, then I can't imagine Liverpool would be pushing him to the side. In fact, I think quite the opposite. I think they'd be putting an arm around the shoulder of Luis Diaz and trying to get him back, because he's in potential the perfect heir to Sadio Mane. I think his understanding with the players around him, it hasn't quite been there over the last few weeks. But I also feel like, from my point of view, that Diaz's biggest miss has been Andrew Robertson. You know, he had struck up a bit of a rapport with Robbo. And they play and, you know, they complement each other really, really well. I'd be really, really surprised if, A, anybody does this player plus cash thing anymore. It doesn't happen. And one of the reasons that, you know, a part exchange for players doesn't happen, I've been told by people inside the world of football, is that the agents don't get as much dough. So you've actually seen players in the past, I can't think of any off the top of my head, where one's gone one way and one's gone the other way, and it looks like an exchange, but it's not, because the agents want their fees and stuff like that. So, like, if Luis Diaz and obviously Rafael Leao are managed by different people, yeah, you're not going to sort that out. It's a bit of a strange one. And obviously how you account for transfers out and transfers in is different. So, for example, when you transfer somebody out for £50 million, that £50 million goes directly into your accounts for that year, which brings your net spend down, and, you know, your financial fair play stuff is helped by that. But when you buy a player for £50 million, you spread that £10 million over the 5 years. I don't know whether exchanges would affect that, but I pretty much guess you'd rather have the £50 million in your bank account. for selling a player and then buy someone that you spread over 5 years, because it helps you to get around the FFP stuff. Just a thought. Again, this is just opinion rather than anything else, but that is how the accountancy works around football transfers. So yeah, and also I just don't see that Liverpool will sign another left winger. I mean, we've literally got Nunes who can do it, we've got Gakpo who can do it, and we've got Diaz who can do it at the moment. So yeah, I'd be a little bit shocked at that one. New story about Fabio Carvalho. This one's from This Is Anfield. Leipzig have confirmed a new signing ahead of the January transfer window, which could suggest the imminent return of Fabio Carvalho. Now, we know that he's only played about 360 minutes in the first half of the season while on loan at Leipzig from Liverpool. So essentially just four full games over 15 appearances, but only three starts. So This Is Anfield and David Lynch, as I said, talks have already begun over the early termination of his loan deal. And one of the reasons that Liverpool want the termination is he's not getting the minutes, which means he's not developing as a football player. So yeah, I can't imagine that this is going any other way than he will return to Liverpool. They signed, for anyone who's interested, Elgif Elmas, apparently. So yeah, Fabio Carvalho looks like he's going to be returning. Will he stick around maybe for AFCON and the Asia Cup, and then maybe go at the back end of January? It's an absolute possibility if Liverpool could sort a deal where they can use him while maybe Salah is away for a few weeks and stuff. That would look like the best case scenario. Otherwise, we've got Fabio Carvalho in and around the squad. He probably wouldn't get much game time with us either, unless an injury crisis were to occur.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Another little news story. It's not really one that involves Liverpool per se, but a more a former Liverpool player, and that's Roberto Firmino, who apparently is ready to quit the Saudi Pro League after just 6 months. Liverpool has been linked weirdly, but not linked at the same time by the Liverpool Echo on this one, is that he would like to return to Europe. Seems to be he could go to Liverpool. Yeah, he could. Liverpool's in Europe. Bit of a stretch if you ask me anyway. Obviously, we know he got a hat-trick on his debut, Bobby, and then failed to find the net in his next nine league matches, and has only had six substitute appearances since. Steven Gerrard apparently is still interested, which would put him on, what would that be, Stevie, obviously, Jordan Henderson and Gini Wijnaldum and Roberto Firmino. Talking about getting the old band back together, like, my words. He's doing a David Moyes, a Steven Gerrard over there. We'll see what happens with him, but I can't imagine that he'd come back to Liverpool. He's had his farewell anyway, and it was a great farewell, to be fair. It was a farewell tour more than anything, wasn't it? Fabrizio Romano's been talking a little bit about Mo Salah, actually, saying that he remains a dream for the Saudi Pro League, but there is no concrete interest ahead of the January transfer window. So yeah, obviously we know he was subject to a bid for £150 million from Al-Ittihad over the summer. It was dismissed out of hand, thankfully. We know his contract is due to expire in 2025, and that there is an expectation that the Saudi Pro League clubs will try again to lure the forward, with Liverpool perhaps more open to a sale in 2025. 2024. However, it is said by Romano, the chances of a mid-season deal appear slim to none with Salah in fine form for Liverpool, who sit top of the Premier League table. You'd have to be bloody stupid to get rid of your top goal scorer when you're top of the table in a race for a Premier League title, wouldn't you? And Liverpool are not that stupid. I'm sure of that. I really am sure of that. Salah will be going nowhere in January apart from the AFCON. So Tottenham apparently interested in Joe Gomez. We can dismiss this one out of hand. Joe Gomez is our cover at left back, left sided centre half, right sided centre half, and right back. Again, Liverpool would be bloody stupid to get rid of Joe Gomez. Even if he wasn't, right, he's in such good form that even if he wasn't cover for all of those positions, I still wouldn't sell Joe Gomez. He's only 26 years old, and fingers crossed, touch wood, that his injury problems do seem to be, or at least the worst of his injury problems seem to be behind him. And with him in such good form at the moment, covering at Trent for right back, covering at left back, playing at centre half when you absolutely need him to, there is no way that Liverpool will be getting rid of Joe Gomez in January. And I think Tottenham, to be fair to them, have conceded this, and Ange Postecoglou has conceded that the likelihood of them prying 26-year-old Joe Gomez, Liverpool's longest serving player, off away from Anfield is a no-go. So yeah, thankfully it doesn't look likely that that is going to happen. Dan reported on the 27th, that was Wednesday by the way, of December, that Anthony Robinson was a potential player that Liverpool will be looking at. So the Liverpool Echo understands the Reds have no interest in the former Everton man and not in the market for a player in that position during the January transfer window, despite the setback suffered by Tsimikas and Robertson. Tsimikas, who was likely to be out for several months with a broken collarbone, recently signed a new long-term deal, while Robertson is expected to be back before the end of the month, having been out since October following his shoulder surgery. Apparently Liverpool not interested in Anthony Robinson. So there you go, you heard it here first. Or if you read it on the Echo, you heard it there, or read it there first. Final story. Obviously, Dan spoke yesterday again about Liverpool being willing to pay Gonçalo Inácio and his release clause, which is around €60 million. Talks apparently taking place between Liverpool and Sporting. Portuguese player is a priority for Liverpool, says Pedro Almeida. Now, there was a story in Ebola this morning. And this is a translated story, so bear with us on this one. If some enter, as is the case of Rafael Silva, others prepare to do the opposite way. So that means if Rafael Silva looks like he's coming in to Sporting and someone's going out, and here it comes, Gonçalo Inácio, 22-year-old central defender who remains one of the most talked about names in a transfer in this market window. Yesterday, the Portuguese international was again placed on the Liverpool as the main alternative to the injured Kostas Tsimikas. However, to what Ebola found, the Arsenal, remains the emblem of Premier League, better positioned to ensure the defence that, it should be stressed, will only leave Alvalade by the termination clause. So it looks like, according to this broken English, that Arsenal are in the driving position for Gonçalo Inácio. So could we see a, not bidding war, but a wage bidding war between Liverpool and Arsenal for Gonçalo Inácio, in a strange twist from yesterday's transfer story? Arsenal apparently the favourites for Gonçalo Inácio, which is a little bit disappointing, if I'm being perfectly honest. But again, are Liverpool in for a left back? We heard just moments ago that the Liverpool Echo said we're not. Again, when you're top of the table though, and you've got a chance in the Premier League, and Robertson isn't quite back yet, and setbacks do happen, would you tweet me at Mr. Blood Red, or catch me on Instagram at cpayjack82 and let me know your thoughts? Anyway, that has been Bite Size. It is still Thursday the 28th of December. I am still Chris Pajak, and I'll be with you next time. Ta-ra.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.